The original research article entitled Predisposing and Precipitating Factors in Epstein-Barr Virus-Caused Myalgic Encephalomyelitis Chronic Fatigue Syndrome was authored by Jason and Katz from Northwestern University in the USA. It was published in Microorganisms in March 2025. The risk factors for post-viral syndromes, such as ME/CFS and long COVID, remain largely unclear. Understanding why some people recover after viral infection and others don't could help reveal the underlying mechanisms in post-viral conditions like ME/CFS and long COVID. The current study investigates how Epstein-Barr virus-induced infectious mononucleosis, a condition linked to about 30% of ME/CFS cases, may act as a key trigger for the illness. A cohort of 4,501 college students was recruited. General health and psychological well-being were assessed, and blood samples were measured at three time points: baseline, 6 weeks after diagnosis of infectious mononucleosis, and 6 months after infectious mononucleosis to identify risk factors for ME/CFS. Of the 4,501, 208 participants developed infectious mononucleosis. 6 months later, 55 participants met the diagnostic criteria for ME/CFS. Of the 157 participants who were diagnosed with infectious mononucleosis but did not meet the diagnostic criteria for ME/CFS, 67 served as recovered controls. Severe ME/CFS was associated with pre-illness deficiencies in cytokines IL-5 and IL-13, gastrointestinal symptoms, and cytokine network clustering, suggesting that inflexibility in the immune system may contribute to delayed recovery. There were no significant differences in pre-illness stress, coping, anxiety, or depression between those who developed ME/CFS after infectious mononucleosis and those who recovered. Metabolomic analysis revealed significant differences in baseline metabolites between the ME/CFS group and recovered controls. Dysregulation of metabolites such as glutathione and thiamine was identified, and predictive models achieved 97% accuracy in distinguishing severe ME/CFS cases from recovered controls. The study also highlighted similarities between ME/CFS and long COVID, including immune dysfunction and neuroinflammation, with the kynurenine pathway potentially contributing to symptoms such as brain fog and fatigue in both illnesses. A key limitation of the study is the lack of standardized diagnostic criteria for ME/CFS and long COVID, which may limit comparability across studies. The authors emphasize the importance of both long-term follow-up of EBV and SARS-CoV-2 infections and expanding research to other viral illnesses to better understand the underlying mechanisms in post-infection illnesses.